Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How about yourself?
Did you survive the O'Bannon Institute gala event, volunteering, and everything else that went on last week? Are you tired? You should be tired.
No, we're still rocking and rolling. We got another week of classes to go. Really just an incredible 3 days of our 13th O'Bannon Institute. You know, it was on our campus. We gave out awards to faculty, staff, and students. We had a Congressman Hamilton just, you know, the room was silent listening to him, listening on his every word. He was incredible. And the thing that I'm the most proud of is that, you know, we attempted to reach 1,000 hours in a 24-hour period of volunteerism. We asked out faculty, staff, students. We reached out to community partners. We had 13 different organizations working with us. And, you know, I'm so excited and so proud to announce that we went well over our goal. We reached over 1,200 total hours of service to our community, and I'm totally stoked and jazzed about it.
You should be. And rave reviews for the first one on campus?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Have people on our campus that haven't been there before to attend a fundraiser like the one we had. It was incredible. The space was beautiful. Super proud. The team, I can't say enough about the team that makes it all happen, and so seamless. You know, you've got Tina Phelps at the helm, and then the rest of the team just making it happen. It's amazing.
The thing that Jenny might be interested in, Mike, is today is the spring extreme at Ivy Tech. How's the weather going to be from 11 o'clock till 2 o'clock?
Well, it sure sounds like
cloudy.
What I just heard you.
It'll be fine.
It sounds good, right?
Exactly right.
So we're good to go.
What is the spring extreme?
Jenny gets on a bungee cord. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, that happens. And then I play a game of putt-putt, and then I get in the photo booth with my henna tattoos, and we have a blast. So
and food.
Here, that's right, food, barbecue pork and chicken and some ice cream, so Keith, we've got to make it out there.
There you go.
Before it all goes away. But every spring at the end of the term, the student life app that are also just incredibly amazing put this event together, and it's sounds like, based on the weather report, that we're going to be able to have it as planned at the main entrance of the main campus. So we're excited. That's from 11 to 2 today.
Give those students that nutrition they need to study, study, study. Finals next week?
That's right. Everybody's, you know, the students walk around with their eyes are huge and they're tired, and the faculty too. You know, everybody's just kind of like, okay, we got one more week. And so, yeah, then we're all ready for it to be over.
Well, then you have one more week, then all of a sudden the spring or the summer or summer school starts. How much break do you have between finals and the next semester on that? So if people are wrapping up at IU or if people are looking to get back into the game, is it a pretty quick turnaround?
It's actually, we have a little bit of a break. Our commencement is Friday, May 13th. So after a week, it's kind of like dead week, we then have our ceremony at IU. Auditorium on May 13th, and then our 10-week classes will start May 23rd, but our main core group of classes will start on June 6th. So we have still a lot of time, more than a month, to, if you know, somebody is interested in picking up a class that's an IU student, or, you know, if there's listeners out there that have kids coming from college, coming home for college for the summer, you know, we have a great guest student enrollment process and lots of general ed classes that will transfer to all schools across the nation. So if you've got somebody that is interested in taking a class, you still have lots of time to get your student enrolled to take that class starting on June 6th. So just come call us, come walk in the building, and we will help you.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, you've got a situation going with a cooperative effort between you and Indiana University.
Yes, you know, we have a great working relationship with all the different departments and centers at IU, and we're just very proud of that relationship. And this Friday, we will have a lecture on our campus titled The Public Health Challenges of Refugees from the Middle East. Mm-hmm. This is a presentation that is open to the public. It is from 1:30 to 3 on Friday in our new expansion in Shreve Hall. And that's where our friend Dr. Leila DeBaugh from the Department of Applied Health Science, the School of Public Health at IUB, will be coming out to talk to us about that. And it should be a very interesting lecture that she'll be giving. And everybody's welcome. It's part of our global and international experiences that we like to give everybody, faculty, staff, students on our campus. And again, tomorrow, it's Friday, 1:30 to 3 o'clock. So everybody's welcome.
There's a lot of conversation that happens here on the radio station, and we won't go into that. But and Mike's got two young children, and yes. Lemonade Day is coming. So he's got to be looking down the path at when he has to build that lemonade stand for his kids.
Keith, we have Elephant and Piggy today, Keith. Let's do one thing at a time. Can we slow down, please? Can we just get through the weekend?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, talk about Lemonade Day.
Lemonade Day. One of these days, you got to do one Lemonade Day. We are so excited. There are 422 kids currently registered.
Wow.
We have a few more stands that we could fill kids in if they want to participate in Lemonade Day. It's just a great way to for kids to learn their entrepreneurial skills. And, you know, if you're interested in doing that, we have people that will help them with building a budget, creating a business plan, paying back a loan. You know, we help them learn all of those different things. So if they're interested in participating, just give us a call, and we'll help you get connected to the right people, because we only have 25 more slots left. So it's really cool. It's really fun to walk around downtown and, you know, buy some lemonade from a young entrepreneur.
How much does it cost? That's the best part.
It's free.
And there's no and the Lemonade Day is the 21st, I believe. Is that correct? Card here. May 21st, 2016. Bloomington.lemonadeday.org to see how you can participate for free.
That's right. Exactly. We'll help you.
And exactly right. There's plenty of great community partners in that who will help out with all of it.
That's exactly right.
Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech.
Now, Jenny, Mike's already mentioned Elephant and Piggy.
That's right.
And that's at the Waldron. So
I know how to tie a story together, don't I?
Yes, you do.
you're really good at that. You should do something with that.
I'm going to try. When I get a real job, I'm going to try to do that.
Well, that play opens Saturday and runs through May 15th, and our tickets are still available through Cardinal's website. And then also this weekend, the Solarium presents Agatha Christie's, which is one of my favorite, I love mystery novels and things, Go Back for Murder in the Rhodes Fire Bay. So those are two great things that you can do, and go downtown and go see those things at the Waldron.
Before we let you go, Jenny.
I knew exactly what you meant, because it's going to rain all weekend, so people think, well, I'll just stay home. No, you can get out and do some indoor activities.
Go
so
out and do some cool stuff, exactly.
Before you go, there's parents going to be looking for summer activities for their kids, and you've got all kinds of camps.
So many great camps for all ages, from age 4 to 18, lots of different things, Ivy Arts for kids, college for kids, college for teens, Camp Invention. I'm hearing lots of people registering for that. But, you know, we partner with the BPP, Bloomington Playwrights Project, their theater camp, and we have a great camp in Bedford at the Burton Kimball Farms in Orange County. So, you know, if you want to do something fun with the kids this summer, give us a call at the Center for Lifelong Learning at the Waldron, and we can hook you up with those different camps going on.
Jenny, great job as always. Stay dry this weekend, but we'll trade it for some nice weather, hopefully in May, when you guys get your graduations rolling as well. Everybody, good luck on finals, and happy Elephant and Piggy to all, and to all a good night. Thank you for your time as always, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you.